Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing. I'm Joe Beal, the founder and CEO of Microcosm Publishing and Distribution. I'm also the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which distills what I've learned from selling millions of books over the past 25 years.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the editorial and marketing director here at Microcosm. We are an independent Midlist publisher based in Portland, Oregon,
and Cleveland, Ohio. We have over 700 books, over 25 employees, and we make about 40 new books every year.
And we distribute thousands of titles from other publishers.
We started this podcast so that we can share what we've learned with newer publishers so that you can learn from our mistakes.
Or maybe you just want to understand the publishing industry.
This week, we are going to review our year in review, 2022. Do you remember 2022?
It was a few weeks ago already, almost 2.5 weeks ago, so...
By the time this airs, it'll be 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Man, wow. I mean...
Distant.
Sure,
memory.
I remember it. Yeah, 2022 was a good year.
Are you just saying this to, like, look good in when this comes out? And
I always try to look good on these. I
mean, that's cool.
That's why I take so much care with my makeup.
Got it.
My manicure. No.
Okay, very well.
Let's just jump right into 2022, because I'm like...
I don't know, it was a dark time.
I feel great about 2022.
Do you feel great about 2022?
One of our best years ever.
Well, actually, it was our best year ever.
It was our best year ever.
Spoiler alert.
Best year ever, but that's been true since 2014, so... It's
not every year.
Oh, really? When was the last time we had not a best year ever?
Oh, wait, were we growing consistently every year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, however little.
Starting in 2013, I believe.
Wow.
2012 was the last dud, so we've had a decade of growth.
Right, okay.
Congratulations on
a
decade of growth.
Are you exhausted yet, listener?
I mean, at the end of 2021, 2021 was like, I feel like our biggest growth ever.
That's true.
Like, by how much we grew over the previous year, and I was exhausted by the end of 2021.
May I remind you, we were Publishers Weekly's fastest growing publisher that year.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, we grew fast. It was a lot. We were doing this financial recap in, like, March, I want to say. That's when we were having our, like, 2022 recap meeting with the staff. It was in March 2022. For 2021, I mean. 2022, though, like, our goal for 2022 was to stabilize and shore up our systems and, like, continue to grow, but more steadily and slowly. And we did that. We nailed it.
Yeah. And despite that, we were up for our sales, all but, 9 months out of the year, we were up over the previous year. And in a lot of cases, we were up by a lot. For example, in February, we were up by a lot. We were, like, more than doubled. And similarly, in May, we were way up again,
And you can go to our blog and you can see this chart all drawn out if you want.
And we were up in total 21.3% 2022 over 2021 in dollars in terms of sales.
To what do you attribute that growth?
I was not prepared for this softball question.
Do you need to take a break?
Ooh, I don't know. Is anyone else feeling a little drowsy? I think we really, and I think it's like we intended to. Like, we shored up systems, so we weren't doing a lot of guesswork. We weren't doing a lot of, like, spinning wheels. We kind of eliminated a lot of chaff and redundant work, and in a lot of other cases, we hunkered down harder on things that were working, and part of our platform list strategy, whatever you want to call it, is that we develop all the books to be evergreen, meaning they will sell more or less what they did in 2022 that they did in 2016. But, I have a much better answer to your question.
All right, rewind.
Right, and so just ignore everything I just said, or
it was
maybe
correct, but...
take it in the context of I said it because I was on the spot being ferociously interviewed. And I will tell you what actually happened is that we added 100 to 200 new store accounts that we sell books to directly per month every year in 2022. So on average, you know, that we added more than 2,000 new stores in 1 year alone, which I don't think we had ever done that before.
Yeah, that's wild.
And because when we were doing 100 to 140 per month in 2021, I mean, that seemed so outrageous, like something that could never possibly happen again. And then we added even more. And then it's not like the older accounts stop ordering.
So how did we do that? How did we add so many new stores?
I mean, it's all in the book development, you know?
I mean, I feel like our sales department really kicked ass this year, too.
Well, right, but it's like, your sales department is only good as they are good and what they have to work with. You know, so like the best sales department in the world cannot sell books that don't have an audience or are inscrutable or require a lot of hand-holding or explanation, you know. So I think like that's part of it too, is that we added a lot of, you know, like our book development has probably improved the most in a decade of all of our skills.
Definitely, definitely.
And that's the feedback I get the most. But then, you know, part of it too is like the world kind of met us in the middle a bit more. That like, you know, because it's not like these books are topically very different from what we did before. It's more like the world is like, oh yeah, these things are important. My customers care about these things. Yes, I understand what you're doing.
I feel like the other thing that happened in 2022 was everybody whose book was late because of the pandemic, whether it was because of like their personal crisis as the author or our personal crisis as a publisher, mm-hmm. like all of those books started to come in starting in like June or July 2022. Those books just started being done, mm-hmm. which was very overwhelming, and our editorial department had to scramble, and we finally, I think we're just now at the end of that bottleneck.
Right.
Like all the last of those went to print in like December, and now we're finally sort of digging our way out.
Right. And a lot of it is true too that we're, you know, we had a lot of big books, you know, by our definition of a big book, whereas we're kind of more democratized as a publisher. Like, we kind of treat everyone equally. But we had some of our bigger books come out in November. So we'll see that affecting us. And since we develop everything to be evergreen, we're going to see that a lot more in 2023. The effects of that, you know.
I'm excited. What else changed in 2022?
I don't know that a lot changed. We were definitely a lot more efficient and equipped to handle fulfillment than we were in previous years. Mm-hmm. We had gotten pretty backed up in 2021 and in 2020 because we kind of expected things to slow down instead of speed up. And then we were a little caught off guard when we were like, wait, we need to be doing what? So, you know, and you know, cost of paper went up, cost of turnaround times went up, but those are things that we can handle a little more readily, you know. Like, I guess we're just more equipped to make lemonade out of that, you know, than we are to complain about it.
I mean, I feel like also our management just improved so much in 2022. Like, in 2021, it felt...
Maybe yours did.
I mean, I spent a lot of this year making checklists and then imposing them on people, and I do think that actually did have a very calming effect, at least on me and my workload. Mm. But I feel like in 2021 we were kind of throwing work at everybody and being like, do your best. And in 2022 we were like, okay, what do you actually need to do your best, like to do even better? Mm. And people were getting that, and then people were, like, what I'm seeing is a lot more people sort of working together, like knowing, understanding what their job is, what their goals are, and working together to achieve that without needing kind of constant like management intervention or reminders or negotiation about it. It's like a much calmer environment than it was in 2021. Fewer crises.
Right. It's
less
true.
Less chaos.
People are better focused. And, mm-hmm. yeah.
And it's like, people are awesome. And I think our staff is so good, and just being better able to give them what they need and also like get some of the chaos and disorder out of their way has really helped them to to shine a little bit more.
Right. And so yeah, we have and I think it's like we had a better picture of, you know, even knowing that every book would take 12 to 15 weeks at the printer, we knew that by that point, and we knew that some books would cost more, and so, you know, as such, we were able to plan even around that bad news, you know, and we were just more prepared, you know, we sort of knew it would be a big year, but, you know, again, our goal was to shore up systems and create stability, real and imagined, and perceived, maybe most important. And then, so because of that, we were able to, you know, just be a little more, like, everybody up and down chain was a little more reliable.
We added a management layer, and we did a lot of departmental restructuring. Oh. Is that boring for you guys? Sorry, listeners. It was exciting for me.
And though this is the first year that we have, if you go to our blog, you can see this is our first year ever where we have changes by subject category.
Oh, yeah.
Year over year. So you can see what we sold more of by subject and what we sold less of by subject. And that, I think, I mean, you could spend days with that one.
I don't know. I'm just, as we're talking about this, I'm just feeling so appreciative of all the people who, like, really worked hard and were smart in 2022 and got the books to the people.
Right. And I think part of it, too, is that, like, 2021 was a year of, like, I don't know what the metaphor is. It was just, like, infinite pressure.
Right.
And, you know, feeling like you had no relief or support. You know, not necessarily, like, in our walls, but, like, in general. And then I think by 2022 people were like, well, the situation is not great, but there's leadership in the White House and
Yeah, I guess it was like a more stable political environment, and like we're still in the middle of a supply chain and transportation crisis, but we kind of, instead of being like, let's watch this emerge, oh my god, what's happening, it was a little bit more like, well, we don't totally know what to expect, but here are our best guesses, and we can, like, at least move forward and have some confidence that this very wide range of guesses on print times, for instance, will be accurate, or that, like, you know, it's like, okay, we know the mail is going to be slow, we know the post office is going to have trouble in these ways, so it was, like, more just, like, expecting that dysfunction made it less difficult to deal with.
Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosm publishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.